The United States was founded by English colonies, and its society and politics were dominated by Protestants of English ancestry from the beginning. However, immigrants continued to come from other parts of Europe because of political and economic trouble in their homelands. Although the Statue of Liberty was set in New York Harbor to greet these poor and often illiterate newcomers, they were not in fact always welcomed by the Americans who had arrived earlier. 19 million Irish left Ireland during the 19th century, and 85% of them went to the United States. The Irish at that time suffered extreme poverty under English rule, which reached its worst point during the potato famines in the 19th century. Over 1 million died from lack of food during the famines. The Irish immigrants suffered continued discrimination and poverty in the United States. Part of the reason was that most of the Irish were Catholics, while the English majority were Protestants. In the 19th century, it was common to mention in job advertisements that Irish need not apply. There was a saying that you never saw a gray-haired Irishman. That was because so many died in their 30s or 40s. Yet, the story of the Irish in America was in general a success story. They were helped in part by the fact that most of them spoke English, unlike immigrants from countries such as Italy, Poland, and Russia. Also, there was the fact that there were so many of them. By 1850, 26% of the population of New York had been born in Ireland.